Welcome to WISO News on NPR One and at WISO.org. I'm Jerry Kenney. Thanks for joining us. A coalition of religious groups are joining forces this weekend to call attention to proposed cuts to the EPA. They say the cuts would hamper the cleanup of local lands that have been polluted. A Superfund site is any land in the U.S. that has been polluted by hazardous waste and designated by the EPA as a potential risk to the health of nearby residents or the environment. The groups involved in Sunday's gathering are calling it a prayer tour to educate residents about local Superfund cleanup sites. Sister Leanne Jablonski with the Marianist Environmental Education Center at Mount St. John says participants will visit the Valley Crest, Bear Dayton, and South Dayton landfill sites. Those sites have been designated by the EPA as hazardous. Jablonski says they'll offer prayers for those areas where drinking water, the air, and overall human health have been affected.
And traditionally, it's the young, the aged, those already ill or vulnerable, or those that don't have the resources to move elsewhere that are most impacted by our environmental pollution. And so it's a justice issue.
The Trump administration in May proposed a 30% cut to the federal EPA budget, roughly $2.6 billion. But the House Appropriations Committee recently rejected that number, suggesting a budget cut of roughly $528 million. Jablonski's group is partnering with the Hanley Sustainability Institute at UD and national organizations, the National Religious Partnership for the Environment and Creation Justice Ministries. They'll gather on Sunday at the Westminster Presbyterian Church in Dayton before visiting the Superfund sites. Jerry Kenney, WYSO.